Loishono, we only learned this. Ela shelo yotzo. Boy, only if he wasn't yotzo, he didn't do the mitzvah yet. Avo yotzo, but let's say the person was already mekayim the mitzvah. Hey, Shabbos in the morning, he took the lulav nice and early. Then he made a mistake and carried it outside. You should know then he's chayiv. He's chayiv, chayiv a korban chatas. Said Rashi, loishono, he didn't do the mitzvah yet before he carried out the lulav. What's the svara? Tahashter, because right now, torah be mitzvah. He's worried about doing the mitzvah, like he knows today's the time to do the mitzvah lulav, and he's worried about it. And he made a mistake about the mitzvah, and he by mistake he carried it outside, so that's called yipota from the chiyuv chatas. Let's say you already did the mitzvah in the morning. Before you carried it outside Shabbos in the morning, you were making the mitzvah. Now, it's not called you're making a mistake in a dvar mitzvah, because you already did the mitzvah today. We don't take lulav two times a day. The mitzvah is only once. Right now, he's not worried about doing the mitzvah anymore. Therefore, if now he, by mistakes, carried it outside to the Mishus HaRab on Shabbos, he's chayav b'chatas. So Gemara asks the kasha according to Abaya, for midiag bei nofak bei. Like, what are you telling me now? That if he's already mekayim the mitzvah, now if he carries it outside, he's chayiv. So what is the Mishnah of Yosi says the Yipota talking about? That you did not do the mitzvah yet. But the question is, when you pick up the lulav and you have in mind you want to walk outside with it, as soon as you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah. So automatically, like, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. The thing is, there's the kasha that the Gemara now was going, we hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona. You don't have to have kavona to mekayim the mitzvah. So as long as you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara is asking, as soon as you pick up the lulav, I'm enough to carry it outside, like, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. So maybe later when you walk outside to Rishus HaRabim, it's always considered you already did the mitzvah. So where is there a case that Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah, if you carry out the lulav on Shabbos, you potter? Like, why you potter? It's always considered you already did the mitzvah. Hey, Svai says the Gemara Nemzon, Midaag means also, most probably, you picked up all four minim here. Not some the pshat you walked out just with the lulav. You're holding all four minim. So Gemara says, Kash, as soon as you pick it up, you mekayim the mitzvah. So Gemara answers, Om Rabbi, Abaya says, Kishahokhoi. The Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah is talking about when the person picked up the lulav, Amanasta carried it outside, to bring it to somebody, he carried it upside down. So therefore, when it's upside down, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So that's the case that he's potter. Because since he did not do the mitzvah yet, he's worried and thinking about the mitzvah. So that's called he did a brishus. It's a shaila, but it's a svara in the Gemara talks about, he dashes a posik. But I'll call upon him, that's a b'yosi svara. That where you're worried about doing a mitzvah, and you didn't do the mitzvah yet, then you chayiv achiv chatas for Shabbos. So here the case is, when you picked it up upside down, so you were not mekayim the mitzvah yet. Like, what's the Gemara's question? As soon as you pick it up, you be mekayim the mitzvah. So when you walk outside later, you should be chayif a Shabbos because you already did the mitzvah. We know the klal of Yitzroi Shabbos always is, you have to have an akira and hanocha. You have to pick it up and have in mind you're carrying it outside and then put it down outside. So you need two things to mechayif. You need an akira, picking up the chayfetz and putting it down. So over here, if Vashas, you picked it up, if you're doing the mitzvah right now, so by picking it up, you're potter, because then you're worried about doing the mitzvah. So why does the Gemara say, if you picked it up now, you're mekayim the mitzvah? And when you carry it out, you should be chayiv chatis. Why are you chayiv chatis? You picked it up, amanas, like to do the mitzvah. So that akira, you're not chayiv for. So you're only chayiv for the end hanocha. For the end hanocha, you never chayiv. You always have to have an akira and hanocha. So kivay gabayz by kasha, tzorchin. Some Achronim want to say, it's talking about the Midvagvein, you're standing still and you stand pick up the lulav. So if you're standing still and pick it up, it's not called the real Akira. So it's called you just did the mitzvah. Now later when you start walking outside, you pick up, you lift up your whole body, that's called like a new Akira, for that you be chayah for that Akira and the Nachar on Shabbos. Alright, but he buys like Kashra Pilegim. Here, Baita. Rav says, Afilu Teimish Lehovchay. Even if you want to tell me no, when he picked up the first lulav, he did not turn it upside down. We're talking about the person made a mistake Shabbos in the morning, and he carried out the lulav and the yesereg in a kli, he added in a plate, and he carried out the plate. So therefore, he's not mekayim the mitzvah, because he didn't grab a hold of the dalav minim. So this is the case where you potter. since you did not do the mitzvah yet, so you're worried about doing the mitzvah, and now you carry it out, you're potter from the chiyuv chatas. For the Gemara, like, why aren't you mekayim the mitzvah? For her Rava, who the Yom Rava said before, that lekicha yidei davar achar, shemo lekicha. If you grab it and hold it, even though it's through something else, yidei davar achar, like we had before, if you have a handkerchief wrapped around your hand, and then you go to grab the luluf, Rava before said you mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you're not holding the lulav directly with your bare hand, you have a handkerchief in between, but it's called the lakicha yidei davar achar. Yidei the handkerchief, you're holding on to the lulav, that's also good. So here also, you're holding on to the kli to the plate, and the lulav is inside the plate, so why aren't you mekayim the mitzvah? That should also be called a ma'isa lakicha, you're holding it. So Gemarin says, hani mili, when does Rava say that it's called you're holding it, that derech kovet, if you do it in a nice manner? The drashik going besuder shakuruch yada besuder. If you have your handkerchief or cloth wrapped around your hand, that's a nice manner to hold it. Ma'ashen kein avo derech bizoyin loy. But to do it in a not nice manner, drashik going bekara, that's not of a kovetic way to hold it. You don't hold it in a plate. You hold it in your hands or through with something else. But it's time to have it in the plate, and the Mishmaru speaks out, even if it's a silver plate, doesn't matter how good the plate is. But it's not a nice way of holding the lulav and esrig by holding the plate. So here, Rav is also moedi not mekayim the mitzvah. So Mel, that's pshat in Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, that if you hold the lulav and the esrig in a plate, and by mistake you carry it out Shabbos in the morning, like you think you're allowed to bring it to shul, and you carry it to shul to do the mitzvah there, he holds your potter from the chiyuv chatas. That since you're worried and thinking about doing the mitzvah, halacha is your potter. Omer Rafune, Oimer Hoye Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi used to say another chiddush also. He said like this, that oilas ha'oif, if the koyin finds an oilas ha'oif, there are two types of birds that you can bring for karbonis. You can bring an oilas ha'oif, a bird for a korban oila, which the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat it. The whole thing has to be burnt, or else there's an oilas chatis. There's a chatis ha'oif. They'll bring a bird for a korban chatis, where there the halacha is, the koyin is allowed to eat the meat of the bird. So what happened here was, oilas ha'oif, shenimtzas bein akfayim. The koyin found now this bird that really was a korban oila, but the din is you're supposed to burn it. And he found that bein akfayim, Rashi says, it means between other birds, between other korbanos of the birds. Ukesavar chate soifi. And the koyin made a mistake and thought that he found the bird that he's found, he thought was a chatis. The ochla, and he went to eat it. Now the halacha really it was an oila soif. An oila soif, a bird, you're not allowed to eat. It's kula kola, you have to burn the whole thing. And therefore the kohen was over the yisra mila, and the chori has to bring a korban chatas for that. A korban he has to bring, a korban mila, asha milos, that he had enjoyment from hegdish when you're not allowed to. Because really this bird was an oila soif. Just the kohen made a mistake and thought it was a chatas soif, and he ate it. So locher is potter. Rabbi Yosi says in this case also, the kohen that eats it is potter from the chi of korban. Gemara says, "My kamashblon, like what's the chiddush here? Pshita, the toye bedvar mitzvah potter. That if a person doesn't have eira while he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, he's potter. So the Gemara hainuach, that's the same svar. Rabbi Yosi says in our Mishnah, like what's the difference? Now Mishnah, you're carrying out the luluf to take it to shul. You forgot to play with Shabbos, but you take it out because you want to do the mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosi says you're potter." Here also, you're reading this bird. Why? Not because you want to do an Aveira, but you think this bird right now is a chatis oif. It's a carbon chatis. That the loch of a carbon chatis is you're allowed to eat the meat of the bird. And by mistake, really it was only an oilas oif, so you're not allowed to eat the meat. So also, you think you're doing the mitzvah. Like to eat from the chatis, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat kachim. So the crane thinks he's doing a mitzvah, so pshitu is potter from the carbon. Like what does the abuse you have to tell us a second time for? So Mora says, yes, there's a tremendous chiddush here. Mao the time I would have thought, Hosamu de toye bedvar mitzvah potter. When does Rabbi Yosi say in our mission here by the lulav that if you made a mistake when you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter, hainu diyavid mitzvah. Because you're going to do the mitzvah and you do the mitzvah, like by lulav. You made a mistake, you thought you're allowed to carry it out to shul on Shabbos. So you carried it to shul, and then you did the mitzvah. But later on, your mamish did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah lulav. So that's when I would think you're potter from the chiyuv chatas, because you're oisig and doing your mitzvah. Ah, vol hocha. But over here by this bird, really, really, the bird that you have in your hand is an oil asoif. And this oil asoif, you're not allowed to eat. There's no mitzvah to eat this bird. Just you made a mistake and thought it was a chatasoif. You thought there was a mitzvah to do. But really what you're doing is only an avera, eating the oil asoif. It's no mitzvah involved. Davol hocho de toye b'dva mitzvah. V'lo yavad mitzvah. But the kohen is not doing a mitzvah right now. Because l'maisa, what's happening is, he's eating the bird that's a korban oila, and you're not allowed to do that. True, he thinks he's eating the chattis, which that you would be allowed to, but he made a mistake, that's not it. Ey maloi, maybe you're not put in such a case, kamash malon. That's the chiddush, that's what's coming to teach us here. Even in such a case, also you're potter. Since you think you're doing a mitzvah, you think this bird is really a korban chattis. And therefore, if it would have been a korban chattis, it would be a mitzvah to eat it. So since you think you're doing a mitzvah, you're also potter. For the Gemara Meisvei, I have a kash on this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi himself says, that ha-shoichet es ha-tomid, if somebody kohen, or it could be any Yisrael can make the shchita, ha-shoichet es ha-tomid, in the morning, when you're supposed to bring the korban ha-tomid, you made the shchita, she'ena mevuke kilchosai, but you didn't take the right korban, it wasn't checked out before the way it's supposed to. The halacha is, by the korbanos, you have to check them out 4 days in advance. Before you use it, you have to check it out 4 days in advance to make sure the korban doesn't have any mum, to make sure it's a tam. So if you made a korban atomid that was not checked out for Shabbos, and you did it on Shabbos, and it came out now that the korban is postal to Baal Mum, the halacha is chayiv chattis. You should know you're chayiv chattis. V'tzorach tomid acher, you also have to bring another korban atomid. So this is what Rav Yossi himself said. So the kashri is, why are you chayiv a korban chattis? Like you're chayiv chattis because you didn't do a mitzvah now. This korban atomid is postal. So you did a shchita on Shabbos. A shchita on Shabbos is one of the Yav Malachis. So therefore, Yechai v'chatis for doing this Malach of doing a shchita on Shabbos. But the question is, why Yechai according to Rabbi Yossi? The Kohen, whoever's doing it here, thought he's doing a mitzvah. He thought he's bringing a korban atomit. He made a mistake. He didn't realize it wasn't mevukir. It wasn't checked out before him. But he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. So why Yechai then? Vaitas Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Sabo, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Barashiyin, Amar Rav Hune, Amar Rav, Kegoin Sheviyo Melishcho Sheinim of a Korban. The story was that this Kohen of the Yisroel that was going to do the Korban Atama, do the Shchita, he took us from the wrong Lishcha, from the wrong room. He went to the room that there the Korbanos were not Mavukar, were not checked out. And in the Beis Hamikdash had a special deer, a special room, where they used to have the animals that were checked out already, that's kashrut used for a korban atomit. So since the person went to the wrong room altogether, the chalal it's not called he was a toyeh b'davar mitzvah. Like he's not doing a mitzvah altogether. That's not the right room to go to. If he would have went to the right room to take an animal, and then he would have made a mistake with the animal, we say he's making a mistake in doing a mitzvah. But here that the chalal he went to the wrong room, that's the chalal not called he's even oisik in the mitzvah. Rashi Malishcha Sheinim Bukarin. The ain't that toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. It's not called he made a mistake. The first big lines. It's not called he made a mistake with dvar mitzvah. Shebetloyim shebalishcha zu ain't a torit. He's not supposed to be worried about the animals in this room. Sheinim oimdim lekrova. These animals were not checked out yet. They're not roy for a krova. Lios chored aleim mosi yikrevu. V'yavcher dezman atomu l'shaycho chishkarv lemezidu. V'ladok v'lishcha salavchin mezid yovi. Since like here, it's Kamat Korv Lemezid, he made such a big mistake. He went to the wrong room, that's not called Yoisik in the Dvar Mitzvah. So therefore here, even Rav Yossi holds Yechai V'chatis for doing this Malach of Shechting on Shabbos. Only by Luluf, or the Kayim there, that is by the Mizbeach, and both birds are there. So it's possible the birds got mixed up, so he thought he had a Chatis, and really was an Oilah, that's called Yotoyim in Dvar Mitzvah. But over here, where Bechlau, you went to the wrong room to take the wrong animals, that's Bechlau not called you being Oisik in a mitzvah. That's why Yechayev. Mishnah says, Mikabeles Isha, an Isha could receive, Miyad Beno from the son of a child, Miyad Baila from a husband, Umachzirosu Lamayim B'Shabbos. On the first day of Sukkos came in on Shabbos, we said before that Bezman the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, there was a mitzvah to take the Lulav even the first day of Shabbos. Now, when they got finished using the lulav, they used to put it back into the vase of water. You're allowed to put the lulav back into water even on Shabbos. And since you had it there from before Shabbos, so it's not really called growing. You're only saving it. It should not like dry up. So therefore, you're allowed to put it back even on Shabbos. So the chiddush is the isha, even though like she's really potter from the mitzvah, the chiddush is not called muksa for her. So Rashi mekabelas isha miyad b'no b'ayla. Es lulvayim, when they get finished shaking the lulav,
the wife could receive it. For lo yamrina, we don't say kamatalt lamidin lechazi. We don't say she's touching something that's like muksa for him. Because really, for there's no mitzvah to take the lulu. So I would think it's like a piece of stick. For it should be muksa. That's the chiddush. No, we'll see in the Gemara why. Since it's a mitzvah that the husbands, the men, could use it for a mitzvah, it's not muksa, it's called a mitzvah. She's allowed to touch it, she's allowed to put it back into the vase. Shrashi machziru lamayim, shlo yichmash. It shouldn't like shiver, it shouldn't shrink. The Shabbos machzirin, Rashi shirei mikan, not lamayim. Because that's where you took it from. It was put there before Shabbos. Avoloy masifu mayim, you're now allowed to add new water into it on Shabbos. And kol shchen shemachlifin amayim lishvechelu. Havadi can't change the water, throw out this water, and make new water on Shabbos. That's also to do on Shabbos. You're only allowed to put it back to the same water that you took it from. That's the Mishnah again, mekabeles isha, miyad beno, miyad bailo, machziros lamayim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'Shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back to the same water you took it from. The yomtif, on yomtif moisifin, you're allowed to even add new water to it. You're allowed to masif and add some new water. Over moyed and cholam moyed machlifin. You're allowed to mamish empty out the vase and change the whole water for the same reason, to keep it nice and fresh. Kotin hayadela naneya chayib lulav. If a child, a young child, as soon as he understands the mitzvah of shaking the lulav, rather whether the chi of chinuch, you're mechayib to make sure your son has a lulav. So the Gemara. Pshita, like of course, what's wrong? Why can't an isha hold the lulav? Like what's wrong with holding it? And the Gemara Ma, the time I would have thought, Hoyu v'isha, lav bas chiyuvahi, since it's called the mitzvah, zasei shazaman geroma, that noshima potter, anisha is potter from the mitzvah lulav. So I would have thought, that eima loy te kabol, she's not allowed to touch it, because it should remain muksa for her. It's like a broom, it's like a stick, that's muksa, kamash malon. No, it's not muksa. So Rashi learns, eima loy lagabe ika isa tilta, maybe for the wife, it's called like a muksa, and she's not going to touch it. Kamash malon, kivon the role of tilas anoshim. Since men are allowed to use this lulav to do the mitzvah with it, teres kli alav. It's called the kli, this lulav. Omote v'tutel akol. Anybody is allowed to come and take it. That's the way Rashi learns. Jusan, other Rishonim learn, the way we do, befrat, that noshim do take the mitzvah lulav. That we hold this called true, it's a mitzvah seshes man grama, but we hold noshim same kas v'shus. If an isha wants to, she's allowed to take the lulav, and she even makes a bracha on the lulav. So that's treated, and avadi she's allowed to do it then on Shabbos. For her, it's even called a mitzvah. She's not mechuyev, she doesn't have to, but if she wants to, though, it's called, she's doing a mitzvah, and she's allowed to make the bracha. So for sure, then, she's allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Like, it's not called the kli that's muksa, it's called a dvar mitzvah for her, because she also does a mitzvah. As some of want to say, Rashi she does not like that. For instance, for Rashi holds, noshim are not allowed to take the lulav. Now, they do it as an avera to do the mitzvah. So therefore, why isn't it muksa? That's what Rashi has to say. The reason why it's not muksa is only because since for men, it's called a cheft to show mitzvah, it's not muksa, it's called a mitzvah for the men. Therefore, for noshim also, a kol ponim, it's not muksa. She's allowed to touch it. Even though she's not supposed to do the mitzvah, but she's allowed to touch it. But the ma'aseh halacha, the way we hold, that noshim are allowed to hold the lulav and do the mitzvah and make a bracha, so it's treated, the commandment of the Gemara, it's not muksa for the isha, because for her also, it's a chefz of a mitzvah. She's doing a mitzvah now, holding the lulav. Of course she's allowed to hold it. But then the Mishnah says at the end, kotin hayadela naneya. If you have a child that understands what it means to shake the lulav, then you have a chiv chinuch to make sure he's mekayim the mitzvah's lulav. Shrashi chayiv lulav means, lechan chay midirayim. There's a mitzvah, the rabbanon to mechanech, teach your child how to start doing the mitzvah. So my son, I saw yesterday, we spoke about yesterday, the shaila was, that really the first day of Sukkot, the mitzvah is only if it belongs to you. It has to be lochem. You have to own it. And as man is there, even the second day Yom Tif, this is a sveik of the yomim, it also has to belong to you. So the question was then, how do you do mitzvah chinuch? If you want your child to use your lulav, you have to be machmir with him in order to make it his. But a kid can't be machmir back to you. It won't help by a child. Because he could be kind of midiraisa, but he can't give it back to you midiraisa. So you'll be stuck. Once you give your kid the lulav, it remains his and it's not yours anymore. You won't be able to carry the mitzvah the second day. So what's the yetzer? So yesterday we're speaking about that, that's one reason why people buy the kids their own lulav, in order that they should be able to do the mitzvah, to carry the mitzvah. But I saw yesterday the Mishmura says that there are some shita to learn that for mitzvah chinuch, you could be mekayim just with shol. It doesn't have to belong to the kid. It's enough even the first day for mitzvah chinuch if the kid is using somebody else's lulav. Then you should not be matna your lulav to your kid. Because if you matna your lulav to your kid, you can't get it back from him. And then the second day yontif, you're not going to be able to make him the mitzvah, it's not going to be lochem. So the best answer is then not to be matna to your kid. Just let the kid do the mitzvah. Because the Rosh teaches to learn that for chinuch, you could be yaitzah with shol, if it's barreled. Right. Son of Rabbonin. Cotton hayedelan aneya, if a cotton understands, to shake the lulav, chayeb a lulav. There's a mitzvah chinuch to make sure he has a lulav. He has to do the mitzvah lulav. Lesatev, if a chinuch understands how to put on tzitzis already, chayeb a tzitzis. There's a mitzvah, the father should give him tzitzis, he should start wearing tzitzis. Lishma tfilun, person's child knows how to watch his tfilin. So Rashi learns, Lishma tfilun shla yikonas them, la beisakise, he knows how to keep it betairo, not to go into a beisakise with it. Is Aviv Chai Aviv Lakech Lo Tfilin. The father has the chiyuv to buy him tfilin. So here Poshu Smashim Amish Young at 6 or 7 years old to be a chiyuv to the father to buy his kid tfilin. Lamaisa Lalocha though, we don't do it though, because we say he's not Bikim in Lafiach, he does not hold himself back, not let air out, so therefore we don't let a child put on tfilin, only the minigas some people do, 30 days before the Bar Mitzvah, but only right before the Bar Mitzvah does the kid start to put on tfilin. So why tfilin is different than other mitzvahs. Because here you have to be Noeg B'Kedusha, you have to have a clean body for it. So we're afraid the kids won't watch it so clearly, carefully, therefore we don't put them on them beforehand. Yodei L'Daber, as soon as the kid knows how to talk, he's 2, 3 years old, Oviv Loim Dei Torah, there's a mitzvah upon the father to teach him Torah already. Ul Kriyashma, he has to also teach him how to say Kriyashma. So the Gemara Torah, Mahi, what do you mean you have to teach him? You have to teach him Shas, what do you have to teach him? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Amnuna, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marosha Kilos Yaakov. That's what you have to teach your kid. When the kid, as soon as he knows how to start talking already, there's this mitzvah chinuch, and some mishforshim learn it's more than a din de rabbanon. This is like a mitzvah midiraisa already. To teach your kid Torah starts as soon as he knows how to talk. You have to start teaching him this pasuk of Torah tzibulonu meishim rosh hakilos Yaakov, and kriyishma mahi. What does it mean you have to teach him kriyishma? Pasuk rishon. You have to teach him to say shema yisrael shalom kenu shem achod. You have to teach him. For the Rambam also smash from that. This chiyuv. Never had any chiyuv. Cotton only as bonnet a mitzvah chinuch. There's only one when he's young, a chiyuv the rice, and that's lira teruv. Kid has chiyuv turned teruv even when he's child. Is that told as chinuch? It's here also. There's a new halacha here. To teach a kid teruv is not after mitzvah chinuch. That your child has to understand to know what he's saying. Because a 3-year-old kid doesn't understand what he's saying. And the other Gemara's mashm, as soon as he starts talking, you have to teach him these things. So it's a different chiyuv here. There's a chiyuv limit at Torah is not to do with the mitzvah chinuch. There's no mitzvah, the student has a mitzvah already. He's saying, Torah Shema. Hayodei lishma gufoi, if a child already knows how to watch his body, not to touch tomei, not to become tomei, is oichlen agufoi tyrus. You're allowed to eat, even though he touched tyrus, the current kiddi tyrus. So Drash Yodel Ishma Gufoy, Mitumas Magal Masriel, the cotton noise, and not to become Tukanat Vitaris. Im no Gufa Vitaris, that's why this hot in Truma. Touch Iris, similarly, Truma Vitor, is a Cheshem. You don't have to be afraid that maybe the kid touched mace, because since the kid knows how to watch himself, probably he'll do it, probably he's the Tor. Lishor S. Yodel is a bigger Madrega. Not only does he watch his body, he even knows how to watch his hands, not to touch different parts of his body, that his hands should not become Tommy Midrabonin. Then Oichlen are Yod of Tyrus. Even if the kid's hands touch the tyrus, also you will not eat them. His hand is tummy. Avalaideh lishmeres yodav mishenotlum, and in the geya b'shum dover sofek and b'sofek atomei shedayim, he watches if he knows the lochas of til shedayim, to make sure his hands are not becoming if his hands, so you will not eat. You have a kid that you can ask him, he has no understanding, you can ask him a question. Like, let's say the kid's standing there, and you have a shemeres touch the bread or not. So you can ask the kid, did the sheriff touch it or not? So then the loch is Rashu Sayochit Sveika Tummy. Then it goes with the regular loch is that a Sophic Tumma, the new Xeras Akosiv, that if it's Rashu Sayochit, then a Sophic is Tummy. Rashu Sarabim Sveika Tor. That's a new loch learned out from Saiton that anytime you have a Sophic, if a sheriff or something became Tummy or not, if the sheriff touched the title, it took place. Rashu Sarab is always. Hayodeya Lifres Kapov, if the Tinigre knows how to do Nesias Kapayim, knows how to do Chin already, is Cholkin Loi Truma Beis Agroinus. Then you're allowed to give this Koyin your Truma even by the warehouse, by the storage house, down by the fields, the Beis Agroinus, we have the wheat where the wheat was grown.
Rashi says, Hayadeya Lifras Kapov Kushu Koin. If the kid is a Koin, he knows how to duchin, is Chokin Le Truma Ves Agroinus. On the Kamiyaka before this, ain't Chokin Le Begurin. You're not allowed to give this Koin Truma Teet by the fields. Avo Mishagun Le Beis. When you go home, he can send it to his house. In Yadeya Lishrami Batar, if the Koin knows how to watch the Truma and don't eat it when it's store. Dochi Tanya Begumorum. The Noisin Alanusa Vivomis, Asura. Ten people not. But you're allowed to send it to them later in the house, you're allowed to. Now, why can't you give these people the truma by the fields? Is it's bizarre to truma. Not everybody knows that this person you're giving to is a boki who watch the truma. So if you give it to him by the fields, people will think that you're giving it to someone that won't watch the truma. It's not nice. But if you know the person privately, you're allowed to send it to his house. Because you know he's a bokeh, he won't become tummy. Now, but when the kohen is old enough to duchen already, and everybody knows that this kohen duchens, so everybody knows he's a godl already. So Rashi says, shein kotin peres kapov, because a kotin cannot duchen. So since everybody knows he's a godl, so everybody saw him duchen, there for him you're allowed to give him the truma, even by the fields. There won't be any bizoin. Everybody knows that like he's a godl already, and they know a godl, an older kohen, for sure will watch the truma, not to make a tomei. He'll only eat it when it's torn. Therefore, there's no bizoin ha-truma. So therefore, if the kohen was already bar mitzvah, in other words, he's already a godl, that he duchen already, you're allowed to give to him truma. Hayudeya lishrit. Even if he's a kotin, but he knows how to make a shchita, he knows how to hold the knife right, and to make a